According to trusted sources that have contacted my office, many, if not all, of the survivors of the Benghazi attacks, along with others at the Department of Defense and CIA, have been asked or directed to sign additional non-disclosure agreements about their involvement in the Benghazi attacks. Some of these new NDAs, as they call them, I have been told, were signed as recently as this summer. It is worth noting that the Marine Corps Times yesterday reported that the Marine colonel whose task force was responsible for special operations in northern and western Africa at the time of the attack is still on active duty, despite claims that he retired and therefore could not be forced to testify before Congress. If these reports are accurate, this would be a stunning revelation to any member of Congress. Any member of Congress that finds this out, and also, more importantly, to the American people.